Blog Talk Radio.
It's not a diss song, it's just a real song.
Dare we grieve?
good evening, good evening, and welcome to Talk Shit Saturdays, and let's talk about it. I am your host, Dafia Blunt, and I got Walter Watson out there in the Himalayas.
What up, little Walter?
Hey, look, I'm going to need you to stop depressing me, man. That song depressed the hell out of me.
That song is not depressing.
That song is depressing, but...
We cannot be friends. Why is you showing up at my mom's house? She's talking about something. I went by mother's. What are you going over there for? We ain't together. Like, what you doing?
Shit, mama don't have to cook here. I'm going to get that last meal.
She gonna keep on getting the meal. She gonna show up at the picnic, the family reunion, and the
barbecue.
Cookout.
Hell yeah. Acting like she still holds status and shit.
Right. What's going on? We ain't been on the line. So what's up?
It's been a minute, man. You know, last week was supposed to be here, but I got to apologize. That was my bad, because by the time my brother looked up, it was about an hour and a half into the show. So we didn't do it last week, so we're going to make up for it this week.
We definitely gonna make up for it this week, but how do you feel about this whole you break up with me, you break up with my family and friends too bit? Like, what's your take on that?
I damn agree. I know you having anything to do with my family and friends if we ain't together. Now, as far as speaking in the street, you say hey and do something, keep stepping, but don't let me come home or go to my mama's house. You sitting over there drinking coffee. You ladies over with it. Why the hell not?
Because you can't turn feelings on and off, Walter. You already know that.
So if I
make friends with your sister and we become good friends, or your mom and we're friends, why should I stop talking to them just because me and you didn't work out? Like, that don't make sense to me.
You better meet her out somewhere. You ain't got no business at my mama's house. Y'all can meet out for college. Go to bed.
But that's your mama's house. Keyword,
right.
Your mama house. That ain't your house.
That's my mama.
So how
right.
you gonna tell
right.
me where to go? If your mother invited me, how you gonna tell me that I can't be?
My
okay?
mama ain't invited you. My mama ain't invited. My mom. If you don't live with my mama, hate you. My mama ain't invited you nowhere.
I'm still friends with my exes, mothers, brothers, sisters, cousins, everybody. Because when you're in a long term relationship, you start caring about these people. They're not just their family. They're your family, too. So once they become your family, you can't just cut them off just because you stop being with that person. That's a bunch
but
of
that don't mean you keep showing up at all the damn family functions. You ain't part of the family no more.
Well, hey, I wouldn't know about the family function if ain't nobody tell me about the family function. Hello?
That's how they see it in Virginia. Down here in Tennessee, in the great state of Tennessee, they don't work like that.
If you say so, Walter, ain't nobody got time.
I'm saying.
Like, all I'm saying.
Look here. I bet you when people call in, they're going to be like, Virginia, the only people to do that shit. We don't do that. We don't do
what?
That like that.
Y'all need to prove
Walter your fault.
Wrong.
Man, they're going to prove Walter right.
Especially
you the one that messed up.
Listen, it's
if
not
you the one that messed
about,
up, that's my
know,
mama.
Sometimes people just.
Yeah, it is.
It ain't always about messing up, though, Walter. Sometimes people just don't. Work out. They just don't get along. They don't mesh well together. And it's all good.
Right. That's what I'm trying to have.
I was friends with my ex-sister. We were cool before him and fucking after him. And you know what I'm saying? She was telling me the whole time that she didn't think that I should deal with him. So, of course, we was going to still be friends. So it ain't had nothing
that
to do with
person.
Anybody messing up.
That one person.
I'm just
that
telling
never,
you,
look,
that was one person in my situation, but I'm sure other people have dealt with the same thing.
You know what? I have never had any problem dealing with my ex's family. I just don't. Because it don't make sense. Why the hell am I still going to be on a first talk basis with my ex's mama if I don't deal with the ex? I'm not going over your mama's house. I'm going to speak cordially if we're out in public and keep stepping. I'm not going to sit there and have no hour-long conversations. She's going to come up. It ain't like she ain't going to come up. And I was telling, I said, this girl got mad at me because I did not ask about her sister. We were ex-sister. We saw each other in public. I said, hey, how you doing? We start talking. And I said, you know, Deuce, I'm finna roll out. And she was like, you not gonna ask about it? I'm like, hell no, I don't need to ask about it. For what? And homegirl got upset.
Because
I guess they thought I was gonna be lovesick crying over this female. And, you know, I was hating her, so. No.
That's probably because you was the one that fucked up.
No, I'm never the one that, you know, contrary to popular belief, I'm never the one that mess up. If I leave,
you're never the one that mess up. You probably.
Nah, let's go. Well, you know, I've only had three, well, now four relationships anyway, you know, that's my current one. And, nah. Nah, they earned that breakup. If I left, they earned that.
They are.
Everybody, they heard that. They heard that space.
I mean, sometimes in long-term relationships, you can actually be with the family so tight that they feel like you're that daughter I never had. You're that sister I never had. You know what I'm saying? So
you know what? You know what? Only women do that. Only women try to hang around the family after a relationship is gone.
It ain't got nothing to do with the woman trying to hang around.
Yes,
the family invites them. And still, you know, feel like they're a part of the family. So why you keep saying only women do that?
Dudes don't do it. You can't get one dude that's going to call them and say, hey, look, yeah, I still, me and my girlfriend broke up 5 years, but I still go up to the family to talk to her. She didn't
hear. Let's go ahead and clear that out right now. Let's go ahead and clear that out. So, you know, when me and my husband broke up, my mother, I had a party for my mom. She invited him, not me. So she still cared about him. So what you mean he showed up? So what you mean?
He's one person out of 7 million.
Girls,
out of 25 million.
I'm just saying
people
you can't
America,
speak for
one.
Everybody, Walter, just because you feel like that, you can't speak for everybody.
No, I can speak for the general population of men. We don't do
you
that.
You can speak for the general population of Walter Watson. That's it.
Men. I bet you can't get nobody to call and say they do it. How much you want to bet?
We can bet whatever because he ain't the only one that stuck around and dealt with my family. You know what I mean? After the fact, I'm just saying. Listen, I'm going to let this caller in because they ready to get in your ass. So 901.
Man, please.
Welcome to the show.
Hello, people.
Hello.
How are you? I'm calling because I actually had this happen to me today. I was at a church function with.
Yes.
Hey, girl.
Please call me Mimi. Hey, what's going on up here? Mr. Watson.
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Watson. I love it. Go ahead, girl.
I actually had this happen to me today. My exes. Cousins just happened to be at the same place I was at today earlier, and they asking about, you know, how everything's going. We miss you. Oh, Mimi, we miss you so much. I'm like, okay, I miss y'all too. And the question came up, have you spoken today? I was like, no. Why would I? Why?
Right.
Why? Why do I want to speak to him? But, you know,
right.
You can come. They always invite me to stuff. I just never go. His mom talks to me all the time. I just.
See what I'm saying, Walter? His mom talks to her all the time.
I told you.
His mom.
I told you women do that. Women do that. Men don't do it.
His mom invites me to his house. Boo! To her house.
Boo!
All the time.
Women always have a relationship. Men don't do it. Depending
on the situation. You know, men
Walter,
do it.
Men do do it.
Men
do
men
do it too. Like I said, my husband still kept his relationship with my mother. You know what I mean? So if my mother invited him to something,
because
he
my
would
knew
come back.
Y'all may have been broke up. She knew he was coming back. She knew that night wasn't going nowhere.
Okay. It don't matter what she knew.
Yeah.
The point
is
that she still kept in contact with him and she. And he came to the, you know what I'm saying, to the party. That's the point. Like, my thing is this. You never know what somebody's intentions are. You know what I mean? You never know what somebody's
right.
intentions are. But what you do know is that when you build strong, healthy relationships, you don't just cut them off because one person decided they ain't doing it no more. You just don't do
right.
that.
I'm telling you, man, it all depends on what happens. If somebody, I'm telling you, if me and you are together and we have a bad breakup and it's the female's fault, my mom ain't inviting you over to this house no more. That's good. Everybody divorced me when I divorced.
Okay.
That's what
that
is.
But if me and you had a bad breakup and your mama got your side of the story and then she turned around and get my side of the story and she agreed with me, then I'm still going to be there, nigga. I'm just saying.
No, you're not. No, you're not. She may talk to you and call
you. She ain't always
going to
agree with you,
here.
Especially because she know you better than any fucking body else. She know your
my
ass.
Mama don't
if
agree
I tell
with
her
my mama don't agree with me now. Somebody on the phone could be a witness to that. My mama don't have a agree with me now. She always taking a certain person's side. I ain't calling no name, but she on the line. But, you know, that's just the way that is, but.
And so I'm not saying that y'all not gonna make it. I pray to God y'all do. But if y'all don't, then her mama still gonna be friends with her. You can't stop that shit. You can't control somebody else's friendship or feelings about another person. You just can't control it. It's not your place to control that. It's just not.
Yeah. But she's not gonna put me in a bad situation. Nobody's gonna put you in a bad situation. Your mama's not gonna invite that other person over when you're over here. You know what I'm saying?
She might not invite her because you got your new boo over there. But if you ain't with nobody, your mama's secretly praying that y'all get back together. So damn right she's gonna be messy and she's gonna invite
Absolutely.
Her. I'm just telling you.
Absolutely.
And like I said, that's a woman thing. Woman thing.
It's not
messy.
A woman
you
thing,
right
it's a man
word.
Thing too.
Messy.
Because the dude I used to deal with, his mama invited me to shit all the time that he gonna be at, hoping that we get back together. And I'm telling her, look, honey, it ain't going down. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm still invited. You know what I mean? So you can't say that, Walter. I'm just saying.
You
can't
need to get
everybody.
More people on this. I beg the book.
Well, we already got one that's against your ass. So now what? Anybody else want to speak up and prove Walter Watson wrong? Go ahead and press
it's
one.
Undoable.
You want to lie?
You can't prove me wrong because they know right. it can't get no righter.
You're killing me. You know what, Lisa?
He's
you got a lot
too,
on your hands, boo. You're killing me, honey. I can't deal. We got another caller. I'm going to let this caller in because I know Walter is wrong. So I know this caller going to tell him he's wrong. Let's go and let them in. 601. Hello.
Hey, boo.
Hey, Gina.
Hey, Walter.
Okay.
Walter on the other line. He's supposed to be co-hosting the show.
I don't know why
he's
ringing in the background.
Why? How rude is that? Put your shit on vibrate.
No, you said put his vibrator on. So put his vibrator on. Nah, I'm messing with you.
I thought I heard the cheerleader on the phone. I thought I heard the cheerleader.
What happened, Walter?
I smelled it. I smelled it alone. It's a distinctive smell.
Damn, I went away from the noise. Are y'all following me outside?
It's a distinctive smell that smells so damn good. Stop hating, Walter. Sit down and eat your damn croakers, Walter.
They eat the toilet water. Ain't nobody eating croakers but y'all country people up there.
Yeah.
Time for you, Walter.
Like
you
I was
Jane
saying,
on?
Though, anyway, everybody already know I've been through that situation. Like I was saying the last time, like I had an ex or whatever, and you met my family and friends through me. But how on 4th of fucking July, you not inviting me over, but I get to the motherfucking house, and my ex is sitting right there.
On the wet gym at the 4th of fucking July.
Right.
The family divorced.
Then I just turned around and
wrote
them home.
How did the divorce keep the ex?
Gina, was you little mad or was you big mad? Was you little mad or was you big mad?
Gina had
a
case on. She was super mad.
Fucking mad.
She was super mad. She had a case on that day.
She had a case on.
Hell yeah.
How y'all still chilling with my ex. My thing is, how y'all still chilling with my ex or whatever, and my ex is around and all this, when we're not even together. But you're coming from another state just to come up here to chill with family. Like, come on, that's that's not serious like that.
Boom.
But Gina, your ex family might not be close to them like they're close to your family. So how can you blame a person for flocking to
My ex was at my family shit.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. If your ex is not close to their own family and they're closer with your family, how can you be mad?
Y'all want me to be around this bitch? How am I supposed to be around her?
Hey,
I'm
supposed to
enjoy myself if I'm
memo,
sitting in
Gina.
Your face.
Your family didn't get the memo, Gina.
I don't think they got the memo, but they got the memo when I said I'm going to the bathroom and left.
You left?
I left. They got the memo when I
Why
left.
Why you leave?
Party pooper.
Because I'm not going to sit in nobody's motherfucking face that I don't get along with, and then my family chilling with them. Like, I'm supposed to be enjoying my time, not you enjoying my family
what
time.
You
like,
you
what
don't
the
get
fuck
along
is that?
With them. If you done with somebody,
what?
How can you not get along with them? I'm confused. If you done with them, then you have no dealings with them. There's no getting along or not getting along.
Yo, whatever. I don't get along with the bitch.
You was little mad or big mad?
I said I was big to the motherfucking mad.
She was super mad.
Right.
You gotta
ain't no little mad
talk.
About that shit.
Yo, it's funny to me because, like, that has never bothered me. Like, my exes have shown up to cookouts
no,
or whatever.
No, it's
that.
A different situation. If you tried to kill a bitch in your motherfucking house, why am I sending around somebody I tried to kill?
You tried to kill her?
You damn skippy. Why am I sending around face of somebody I tried to kill?
You went hard in the paint.
Now, just the cable cords, just the cable cords around the neck.
You trying to strangle bitches with cable cords.
Exactly.
That's a 20-song assassination move right there.
I don't give a fuck.
Did your family know that you was on, you know what I'm saying, you was being charged
with
something?
Three of them did, and three of them that was there, they knew about it.
Okay, but Gina, what I'm saying to you is you can't control how somebody else feels. You know that? You know you can't control how somebody else feels. So if they still feel close to your family, how can you be mad? You walk them to that person.
Okay, but I
think
them, you know why? Yeah.
Now, Gina, have an outside conversation.
No, I'm not having an outside conversation. You hear three people in the background motherfucking talking.
Hey,
I said
three people in the background motherfucking
talking. I moved outside of the house and they came outside too.
Hey!
I can't with you. They can't hear you. They talking to each other.
Yes, you can, girl.
I ain't messing with you.
But how you mad, though? You brought this person into your life, into your heart, and into your bed. So if your family attaches to them, how can you be mad that your family still love them? You can't turn
she
love
them
on and off like that.
Okay, but if you know the situation that went on with us or whatever, and you know what the fuck went down, it's basically my sisters at that, and you should be wanting to whoop they ass on what happened. Now the same way as one of my little sisters,
they might
have
got their side of the story. They might have got their side of the story and feel like
I don't give a fuck about side of the stories or nothing. If my sister say I'm not fucking with this nigga no more, I'm not fucking with this nigga no more. Cause what the hell I look like sitting in this nigga face chilling with somebody that hurt you?
Well, that's some stupid shit. I mean, I feel you on that, but you also got to realize, again, that you can't control how somebody loves somebody else. You know what I mean? Even
yes,
though they
can.
Hurt you. No, you cannot, Walter. You can't control
because, you
who
know
you love.
You can't
control
who
somebody else love.
if they don't hate the person I hate, then I'm
okay.
Cutting my ass off too.
Okay, but that's I understand that. Okay,
elementary, Walter. That's
no,
not like high school.
That's
shit.
Not elementary.
No, that figure.
That
figure. Okay.
Yes, Gina.
I understand where you're coming from, but if you know I can't be around that person, don't invite me.
I feel you.
Don't invite me.
Or at least give you a heads up that they coming. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Don't invite me. Yeah, I'm not going to sit there and be.
I'm going to let this other caller in, too. Leisha, you still there, right?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, 414, I'm going to let you in. What's up?
Hey.
Welcome to the show.
Hey, what's going on with you?
Well, now that shit meant that.
What's up, storyteller?
Yeah, this is a storyteller.
What's up, storyteller? How you doing, Charo, fella?
What's going on, Duffy? What's going on, Walt?
What's up,
It's been a long time.
Man, I just been busy. I miss y'all, though. You know that. Checking out y'all subject for tonight.
So what you got to say on the subject, man? Because I'm delusional right now.
I think it's always different strokes for different folks. So, of course, in real life, your enemies shouldn't have to be my enemies. But depending on how close we is and what that other person may have done, I think people show their true colors. And if they do it to you, they might do it to that other person too. So it's just always different strokes for different folks. You can't always, you know, if you and Walter got into it, you my friend before Walter was even my friend. But that doesn't mean I have to now dislike Walter, or if Walter go get a show, I can't go on Walter's show because you and him are no longer friends. But I mean, I would now take in consideration once I hear both sides of the story, what Walter may have done or what you have done. Because a lot of times people are their own worst enemy, and Walter may not have done something to you that was as bad as you made it seem. So,
right,
you know,
that's what I'm saying.
It's just always different strokes for different folks. Of course, I have people that I don't get along with, that get along with people in my circle. You know, sometimes I just had an incident the other day. God bless this boy's soul. I didn't kill him. But one of my other friends intervened and stopped everything that was going on. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. And it's because he's his friend and he's my friend. So it doesn't mean he likes one of us better, but he still was able to come in between the both of us and stop the drama that was going on.
Right.
So,
now, do you
I just
feel
always
like
feel like
it's
in
a
that...
loyalty issue? Do you feel like there's a loyalty issue when that comes up? Because, you know, like I said, people build different relationships with different people. You know,
I feel like
you are my friend first and you on Walter's team and you saying, you know, Walter this, Walter that, and you still going to support Walter. Like, do you feel like there's a loyalty issue there? Because I really don't. I feel like I can't
control anybody's feelings. I still feel like it's different strokes for different folks, because in that same instance, what if I was getting money with Walter? What if me and you were friends first, but part of my livelihood was getting money with Walter? So are you going to say now you got to stop your livelihood that you're getting with Walter because me and you were friends first?
Right, that's what I'm saying.
So it's every instance is different, you know, but if Walter, just say Walter killed you, I don't think I could be Walter's friend no more now, you know, if he murdered me. So it's different strokes for different folks in every circumstance. It's different. When you break up with somebody, if we're going to go to the relationship side of it, if me and you was in a relationship and I break up, should I stop being friends with your family? It depends on – I was in a situation like that one time. I was dating this girl, and me and the girl have been friends for 20 years, but – I'm cool with her whole family. Her nieces and nephews all call me uncle. So one time I had made a post and said something about my niece. And then she inboxed me, my family ain't your motherfucking nieces no more. So it's all how people feel about it. But, you know, a lot of times That'd be that black thing, that nigga shit. That's how niggas do life anyway.
Right.
Yeah. Walter, yeah, we got, the hell you washing clothes in the background? What is all that damn noise?
That ain't me, pimping. A virtual eye to some other direction. That's one of your girls making all that noise. But yo, there's a saying. The enemy of my enemy is my friend. Sometimes it is a loyalty issue. Because if me and Charles are best friends, and somebody do something to him, we ain't friends. I don't give a shit what happened. We ain't friends.
But what if that person was your friend before I came along? And then me and you jump into a friendship, and we just bond a little tight, and we become aces, but this person was your friend before I even came along.
Exactly.
And that person did something
to
me.
You cannot control what somebody else.
But if he wrong you,
you always saying if they wrong you, but you always going to put 100 on 10 when you telling the motherfucking story and act like you the victim anyway. So if they go get the other person's side and it makes sense to them, then why can't they rock off of that?
Okay, let me ask Walter this, Duffy. Okay, Walter, you and this person was friends. You and this, just say you and this other fellow was friends before I came along. Now, me and you, we hook up, we getting money, we become best friends, we become like brothers. And I was the one who was wrong. And I'm not fucking with the nigga no more because I was wrong. So you still going to side with me?
I'm not fucking with you.
But, I mean, how you not fucking with me? I'm your best friend now.
It don't matter, dog. Even if I'm getting money, I'm not making. You wrong that man, you know that man close to me, you stupid anyway for doing that. But you wrong that man, now you got two coming at you instead of one.
But you can't say that they stupid for doing that. That's what I'm saying, because you don't know what the other side of the story is being told.
No, he just said he was wrong. You can't do. He just said he was the one in the wrong. If he's the one in the wrong, now he got two coming at him instead of one.
But me and you best friends, and me and this nigga get into it, and I was wrong. I was wrong, but I'm not fucking with no more. Just say we got into a fight. I called the nigga a bitch-ass nigga, and we got into a fight, but I'm not fucking with him no more. But I'm your best friend, but he was your friend first. You ain't fucking with me. You ain't fucking with you. But don't you feel like, I mean, the way you put it out there, when something happens, you're going to choose a side.
Right.
You sounding like you're going to choose a side no matter what, because you ain't going to
fuck with me. No matter what. Right.
Hello?
But if somebody's rocking with me, if somebody's rocking with me, and somebody wronged me, and they still cool with that motherfucker, we ain't cool no more.
That's so petty.
You're gonna lose twice.
Tell me, Mimi, if you were the man and that man beats you, you leave a relationship because he's abusive towards you, and you go over your mama house next week and he's sitting up in your house at a family gathering.
Not gonna be at my mama's house. It's different situations. That's a totally different situation. Just like he said, if somebody murdered you, then of course I can't be your friend. But you know, if it was you left the situation, everything was cool. It's just not meant for you all to be together. Then why should I stop? Especially if I'm getting money. If I'm getting money with somebody, I'm not going to stop being that person's friend just because you're not friends with that person. That's petty. Very petty. You can't live your whole life like that. You just can't.
Your loyalty is not allowed somewhere.
I just think that's how black folks do business in life. That's just how we do business in life. We got our own theories on how shit go, how it's supposed to go in friendship, relationships. That ain't everybody. The Jews don't fuck around like that. If they breaking bread, and you ain't breaking bread because something happened with you, we still breaking bread. They ain't going to have you in the same vicinity. See, I hang out with them. They ain't going to have you in the same vicinity as the man you don't get along with because they not going to stop their bread over because you and him ain't getting along because somebody knocked a block off somebody's shoulder. They just done with that, man. But we still friends. We still getting this money. You know,
that all depends on what kind of society you're in. Because the Chinese, if you all want them, you black mom for life. You're not coming back in their facility no more. They can check their own. So it all depends on what kind of society you're in. That ain't everybody.
I just think, like the young lady said, it's different circumstances. And, of course, I ain't going to be cool with nobody who put their hands on one of my daughters. No, me and dude can't be cool no more.
Right.
Whether my daughter was wrong or not.
Right.
So it's a different circumstance there. If you date my daughter and my daughter jump up, haul up, and deck you, and you end up whooping her ass real bad or whatever, putting your hands on her, me and you ain't cool no more, even though she was wrong. Because it's a certain way a man's supposed to handle things. So there's a reasoning behind that. You know, I can't fuck with you no more because you didn't handle it like a man should have handled it. Now, if you just walk away from my daughter and not put your hands on her and y'all break up, me and you still could be cool. I still could be your ex-pops, whatever. But it just goes to show how your mentality is, your character is. It says a lot about people's character, the way they handle certain situations. And it just streams. It's a ripple effect of how you will handle other situations. Those are the things I will have to evaluate when I'm making a decision whether I can be cool with you or not. The way you handle Dafia, it doesn't have nothing to do with me, but I still will have to evaluate how you handle her to see in the future how you would handle me.
Right.
That's a good point.
It's an excellent point, Walter. Excellent point.
Don't be trying to claim fame off my name. You know what I'm saying?
Child, please. I've given you your name. Please, don't start.
Don't try
you
to
don't
claim
want to start
fame
it.
Off my name.
You don't want to start, Walter. I'm telling you. This is not the platform.
You already know I want to start.
This is not the platform for that, dear.
Well, let me ask you, how has the show been going, man? I done missed so many episodes, man.
Man, look, this is just the second show in about a month and a half because somebody's been taking a lot of days off.
Oh, yeah, I can't be that person friend, though, man. Who been taking days off? Tell me who they is.
Virginia's going to lose a lot of friends, boy. They ain't from Tennessee. Nah, man, you know, I had a little mishap while I was in the hospital, and, you know, everybody been having a little medical problem here and there, so we, you know, shows me kind of in between, but we back on full strength now.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Well, I'm down here in Kentucky, y'all. I'm in my hotel room in Kentucky working on this book, and I just wanted to pop in and support the show.
Man, call in my office, man. You know, we heard from you about, what, a year and a half ago? Seemed like that long anyway.
Right.
So, do you hear me? Am I still
what
on the
say?
Line? Hello?
Yeah, you on the line. What you say, Duffy?
Okay, can I say something? What I wanted to say was, just like with my ex, my homegirl, his sister, told me from the jump, don't get involved with him because he was wishy-washy. You know what I'm saying? So when he got wishy-washy with me and I decided to let his ass go, that didn't have anything to do with our friendship. Because she told me from the jump he was wishy-washy and I decided to take a chance on him. So why would it affect my friendship with her?
Well, that's another different circumstance, baby. That's not going to affect your friendship with her because she was already on your side from the get-go. So, because she gave you a pre-warning. She gave you a pre-warning. No matter what you did, I mean, no matter, you probably could have poured hot grits on that nigga and she still would have been on your side. Like I told you, you was going to have to go there. But that's just another different circumstance. Now, if you and her wasn't friends or acquaintance or had conversation and she was real close with her brother and you let him go, it's most likely she wouldn't have been your friend. If she'd have met you through him, it's most likely she wouldn't have been your friend after whatever
but
happened.
Even when people make friends through somebody, they still
don't break up with people.
They still can't control how that person feels about them. Because I've made friends with my brother's girlfriends
exactly.
or exes, and we're still friends regardless.
Women are different than men, too,
though. My brother was a hoe. I knew my brother was a hoe, but I didn't ever tell her that my brother was a hoe because my loyalty was to my brother. You know what I'm saying? My loyalty was to him. So I never told her he was a hoe. She found out on her fucking own that he was a hoe. But I never stopped talking to her because I still had love for her.
Well, women bond differently. Women bond differently than men bond anyway. You know, men bond stronger.
She don't listen to me, y'all. I told men and women are different.
Yeah, men and women are different. Men bond stronger when they're actual family members than just strangers meeting. Women.
But what if their family don't fuck with them or they don't support their family and they get close to the girlfriend's family? Because that's what happened with me and my husband. He was close to my family more than his own family. So even when we broke up, he was still close to my family. And I didn't have no problem with that.
Well, when y'all broke up, was you in an abusive relationship? Or
no,
y'all
he
just
was
broke
still
up?
Sending them on my house.
So
he was mentally abusive, but I didn't tell my family because I didn't feel like it was their business.
Well, there you go.
I'm the type of person that I let people find out for themselves how to deal with somebody. I'm not going to influence their decision one way or another.
Okay, so
me.
in that circumstance right there, you were mentally abused and you kept it under wraps. So
right. You
cannot be mad at anybody in
I
your
wasn't.
Family. All right, so that's what I'm just answering it. You can't be mad at anybody in your family who still befriended this man and became like family with this man and stayed that way after you were together because they had no
exactly.
inclination of what was going on. Now, if you told this
exactly.
to your family, he did this, he did that, he did this, and they still chose to befriend him and treat him like family, then I would probably feel some kind of way, too. It's because, like, how much do you care about me if you can deal with a person who mentally abused me this
way. But you
way.
Know what? But you know what, Charles? You might not be the best person dealing with your own family. You know what I'm saying? So if they do cling to your ex or whatever, you know, you have to go back and look at yourself, look in the mirror and say, what did I do to them to make them want to still be friends with my family after I told them they did this to me?
You
might have fucked up and did some shit to them. You know what I'm saying? And they feel like they got cause to be friends with them.
But now that's a whole, now you're in the third circumstance. If you're not cool with your family, and your family cool with your ex, that's a whole nother ball game because now there's some
right. There's
some spike going on. There's some spike going on. If your family's not cool with you, there's no way they're going to be cool with your ex because your ex should not be around your family enough for them to bond because you're not originally cool with your family.
If you be with your ex, if you've been with them for 8, 9, 10 years, you can't say that because they done came over to, you know, to y'all cookouts, to y'all get-togethers. They done seen y'all together.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
But then how are you not cool with
your
family?
You're not going to be there.
Right. Thank you,
Walter. You're not going to be there.
It might be something that just happened, though. What I'm saying is it might be some shit, some beef that just happened.
Nah,
and they might not take your side on it. They might not take your side. You might be overly sensitive. For real, you might be overly sensitive with the situation.
Nah, yeah, you're reaching real far right now. You're reaching.
I'm going to have to agree with Walter because if you're not cool with your family, you and your man ain't going to all the cookouts and the family gatherings and all that. He's not going to be around them enough to grow a bond
with them.
Right,
but that's in the beginning.
Because your bond
isn't
even with them.
That's in the beginning, though. But what I'm saying is, what if you cool with your family the whole time, y'all together, and then after y'all break up, some shit happen, and, you know, go down or whatever, and you trying to tell your family. I can't control nobody else's life. That's just how I feel. I can't control how somebody else feel about somebody else. I really don't give a fuck I'm talking about me. If I go and say, this nigga beat me down, I took charges out on him, and my friend and my family still friends with him, yes, I'm going to feel some type of way, but at the same time, I brought this nigga into the clique. I brought him into my family. So if they listen to him and they believe his story over mine, I'm going to feel some type of way, but I can't be mad at nobody. Because
but
that's
your family
them,
know
that's
you
their
better
life.
Than any, your family know you better than anybody know you. So if it's
supposedly,
some shit going on.
Supposedly.
They,
that's not always the case,
let me
though.
Tell you something. Let me tell you something. Like, me and my mama best friends. That's my girl. But my mama, any woman I ever introduced my mama to, she's still cool with them. She done hired most of them, gave them jobs, all kind of stuff. Even if me and that girl was broke up, even if me and that girl had an ugly relationship, it has nothing. My mom is the kind of person, like, you and my son shit ain't got nothing to do. If I befriend you, you and my son shit ain't got nothing to do with me. And
right.
I can't get mad at my mama because I know that up top. So the only thing I
That's
can do
I'm
is
saying.
Not introduce a woman to my mama. If I feel like this ain't going to be my wife, then I ain't going to introduce her to my mama because I might pop up at my mama house one day and this girl might be there. But that's
right.
my mama house, that's my mama life, that's my mama feelings, and that's the way she is. It doesn't mean she loves me
exactly.
any less. It just means she
exactly.
likes people.
Exactly. Hello, Walter.
What?
What you guys saying?
But I'm sure my mama ain't going to be. But in the same retrospect, in the same retrospect, I'm sure my mama ain't going to be cool with the girl who threw hot grits on me. See, that might go too far.
Right.
If she cheated on me.
If she hurt that man, and her mama ain't welcome her into the damn house. Now,
right.
If an amicable breakup, that probably can happen. But if she wronged me, if she cheated on me, tried to hurt me in any way, I'm not looking for her to be over here. Mom's going to mama shoot that before I leave.
Okay, but what if you was the one? What if you was the one that wronged her? And your
well,
mama know your ass. And your mama know to your ass. So she like, you know, keep your head up. You know, we
hey,
still here.
That's green ass right there. Oh, that damn
Lord. See, that's me. That's how
it
I that's how I am with my
ass. On the phone. Now I got Jay
Glazer out here. Go ahead.
Who is that in?
I don't know who it is. I hear a TV in the background as loud as a bitch.
That's
somebody,
probably my
go
TV
ahead and turn your TV down.
That's probably my TV. Okay. You still hear the TV?
Nah, we cool now.
No, you good. You good. But I'm just saying, you know, it's different strokes for different folks, like you said, storyteller, and different situations. You know what I'm saying? So you have to deal with it accordingly. You can't just group it all into one category and say, I'm not going to be friends with them because you're broken up with them. They might know you better than anybody else. They might have seen you bring a bitch over to their house that wants your girlfriend and know that you a dog. So even if you come back and say, this girl cheated on me, blah, 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 they might feel like in their heart, well, you was bringing bitches over to the crib. So you cheating on her too, so why should I stop talking to her? If you know, just off of what you said. That shit don't go down like that.
They know what happened. Because if it was all her.
What,
if it was all her, yeah, that ain't going down like that.
Yeah, everybody got different ways. You know, when you're dealing with stuff like that, you're dealing with nothing but pure emotion. And everybody's
right.
emotional side is much different. You know, people could look alike, people could dress alike, but nobody's emotions run the same. So
exactly.
There just ain't no telling what and how people will receive, perceive, or DC
exactly.
any situation
and that's all
when
I'm
it comes
saying.
To other people.
You can't stop
that
me
person
from
might
your
have,
mama
that person
or your
had, might have done something for you. You might get into a situation where that other person who you want me to become enemies with, they may have done something for me or said something to me
about.
That has saved my
right.
life. So how can I not deal with this person no more because you and that person into it?
Exactly.
You know,
And you also know that person has a quick temper, so they don't think about all the shit that they do and say and it might be temporary. You never know. Like, you can't base your emotions off of what somebody else is feeling.
It all depends on what the situation is. Because if that person, even if he saves his life, if I see him snake my friend and chop him in the back, nah, we ain't friends. I don't give a damn if he saved my life or not. I'm not friends with nobody that can snake the other person because he'll do it to me, regardless of whether he saved my life.
How they a snake, though? How you feel like they a snake?
I'm saying, if I see him do wrong to my friend and stab him in his back, that's a snake. I'm not going to trust you ever. We can't be friends.
Yeah, but you also don't know what your friend did to them. Your friend ain't going to tell you everything
you
they fucking did to that person.
No. I'm talking about if I know the situation, and I know for a shadow of a doubt, he went behind that man's back and snaked his ass and did something wrong. Nah, I'm not being friends with him. That's crazy.
Okay, but again, that's your own perception of that person. That's your personal perception. You can't expect everybody to feel that way because you feel that way.
I didn't say everybody had to feel that way
because
I feel that way.
Because
I
don't base my friendship with Leisha off of you. I met her through you, but if she ain't do shit to me, then I might not feel the same way if y'all don't work out down the road.
Thank you, Daphne.
Because I know you.
Thank you, Daphne.
Hold on, wait a
minute. I'm just saying.
You know me, so you trying to say I'm a bad person or something? You need to straighten that shit up right there.
I'm not saying you a bad person, but I know you and I know your ways, and everybody can't deal with your fucking ways. So just because Leisha can't deal with your ways don't mean I'm supposed to stop talking to Leisha.
I guess. That's that womanly bond stuff. I guess.
Yeah, women. Whatever. Women bond different than men.
You ain't lying.
And most relationships are made of a woman and a man. So, again, it's always the man that be like, I don't want you to talk to my sister. It ain't usually the woman that feel that way. It's the man that feel like you can't talk to my friends and my woman and my mother or whoever. You can't talk to nobody if we break up. That's the man that feel like that. Because I don't give a fuck.
Well,
I'm moving on with my life, and I don't give a fuck.
My ex was that same way. He when we broke up, he stopped talking to all my family. My family was like, well, we really don't care. If that's what you want to do, that's what you want to do. But his family called me to this day. They call me. They invite me. I just don't go. I don't want to be in that situation. I don't, I don't want to get a murder charge. So I just don't put myself in the situation.
And that's why men don't do it either.
You also got to think about your new partner though too. When you're a woman, and you get yourself involved in those kind of situations where you become close with your ex's family, you also got to think about the feelings of your new partner. And that's why men are different because. Where a woman might not care, a man might always look back at that like, well, that's that old nigga entry back into your panties or whatever. So,
yep.
Right,
even though if it ain't
then,
true,
then
even though if you ain't never going there,
the
even if you ain't never going there.
Okay, but that becomes the trust issue because
right. You
should know me well enough to
it's
know.
Not really,
you should know me well enough to know that I'm with you. And if I deaded this nigga, then I deaded this nigga regardless if I talk to his mama, his sister, his cousin, or whoever.
But all that ain't nothing. That's creating a trust issue.
Thank you. They don't see that.
So it doesn't matter.
Your mama
out. Right. That's creating a trust issue out the gate. Ain't nobody, people might say they strong enough to deal with that, but ain't nobody really strong enough to deal with that. So... It's
you
creating
really,
a trust issue out the gate.
But you can't, okay. So I'm friends, like I said, okay, my
you're
ex.
Delusional.
We was friends from years ago. I was friends with his whole family because my cousins by marriage was his cousins. Okay, so we were all friends from the jump. When we decided to mess around or whatever, they was like, I don't think that's going to work, but hey, we're going to, see how it worked out. It didn't work out, but that didn't have nothing to do with me and their friendship. That didn't have nothing to do with me.
But now
we're
talking about your next man, though. We're talking about your next man now.
Okay, and we're talking about my husband. he feels some type of way about me still being friends with the person. But when I brought the sister around, he befriended the sister as well. So he understands that that person is a lovable person, and he likes her regardless of the fact that I dated her brother. So he knows that I'm not – he knows that I'm not going back with her brother just because I'm friends with her. If I dated his her brother, I dated his fucking her brother, period.
But
somewhere
in the
– there.
Yeah, because the nigga going to say something.
Talking to your mom, I bet you won't do it.
Because the nigga going to say something. If he was your ex, he is – if he's your ex and he not with his woman at your mama house and he's just sitting there, you come in, he's going to say something. Because that's just how men are. That's how we are. We're
okay,
going to say something.
And you're Matthew. Supposed to trust me enough to understand that I can handle
ain't got nothing
any
to do
situation.
With it. It ain't got
it
nothing to do. It's
to
creating,
do with trust.
It's creating a
you
trust issue. So to me,
you do have
so to
do
me,
situation.
Listen,
so to
you,
me,
if
I'm your
person, if that's the case, I might as well send my ass at home and don't go nowhere because I could run into this nigga anywhere.
But it's a lot of people in the world. But it's a lot of people in the
world.
But it's a lot of people in the world besides his mama house that you could be sitting at. See,
right.
So it ain't about you
okay,
sitting at home and not go nowhere.
Store. If I wanted to be
but
with
see,
him,
you missing the point.
I'm gonna be with him
point.
Regardless. It ain't got nothing to do with when I run into him.
You missing the point. You might not want to be with him. You might not want to be with him. You might not never want to be with him again. But it just might be that one day that you go to that mama house and he's sitting there and he jump up and say something to do something that could have been avoided.
But you know
it could
what,
have been avoided.
If you doing what you're supposed to do, it goes back to the relationship. If you're doing what you're supposed to do in a relationship, then it leaves no room for error.
But it doesn't leave
you
the room for
error. You just
the,
error.
Right. The room for error comes in when that other bondmate and when your loyalty now lies with your new person. So why even create
right.
that issue? You have to love them other people from afar now. It doesn't mean that you stop loving your ex's mama, his whole family, but until time prevails, you have to love them people from afar. I got plenty of girls
and
that
I
like
and
they,
I
like
that
their family.
Respect, I understand that. Out of respect, you're supposed to duck those situations. Okay, but just like I said, my daughter just went and got her hair done by his sister, my ex's sister. And when I went over there to pick my daughter up, you know, my husband was with me. I didn't have no type of feelings about my ex to think I'm not going to take my husband over there with me because my ex might be there. I ain't give a fuck about that. So, again, it goes back to trust. You have to make sure that you're doing what you're in your relationship. If you're giving your all and doing what you're supposed to do, you shouldn't worry about what the fuck your mate is doing. They're going to do what they want to do. It has no reflection on you. You can't control somebody's life just because you're feeling insecure that they're dealing with their ex's family. You know what I mean? You can't control their life. I'm sorry. That person's going to do what the fuck they want to do regardless. And regardless of if they're friends with the ex or not. If they friends with the ex's family or not, if they want to see the ex, they're going to see them regardless of how the fuck you feel. So why the fuck
do you feel
about them dealing?
You don't have to put yourself in that position, no, Pepper. Because if something goes wrong, it's still all on you.
Right, it's all on me. And I feel like my mate should trust me enough to know that I'm committed to this relationship. I'm committed to this relationship, and they should trust me enough to know that.
I can trust you to the world come by, but I tell you what, if you go in there and pick up our daughter, and that nigga just happened to be over there, and he just happened to do some stupid ass shit, like hug you, even if you don't want to hug, I see this shit, and I'm like, you know what? Why are you even seeing shit like that go wrong? You're putting yourself in a bad situation. And I wouldn't even be mad at the hug. I'm mad because you put your ass in that situation. She don't have to get her hair done by his sister. We can go to, it's 1,000 hairdressers about our house. Why you gotta choose her?
I'm choosing her because she's still my friend and she know how to do fucking hair.
So that got nothing to do with it. See, that's the thing. You didn't say it was because she's the best hair. She know how to do hair the best around. It's because she's your fucking friend. Wrong answer.
I'm saying she's my friend and she know how to do hair. So I know instead of me paying somebody $150, she going to do it for me for $60, you damn right I'm going to her. I don't give a fuck how you feel. You supposed to trust me.
And that's why you're going to have problems.
Well, the problem lies within the person.
You
the problem really, the problem don't live in me. The problem lives in the insecurity of the person I'm with.
No, because you're asking him
to trust you, and not only are you asking him to trust you, but you're asking him to trust the other person too, your ex. See, I ain't just got to trust you
if,
in that situation.
If you wanna relate, I'm not
I now
asking
have
him
to trust
my ex. I'm not asking him to trust my ex because my ex is not doing her hair. His sister is.
But your
so
ex
my
could
thing
be
is this.
At any
but
given time,
thing,
your ex
he
is
could
present.
Be. But he also could be at the 7-Eleven when I go to the 7-Eleven. He also could be at the Food Lion when I go to fucking Food Lion. My thing is this. When you're in a relationship and you don't have fucking trust, then it ain't no fucking relationship to develop, period. So if
you don't trust me, then what the fuck is we in a relationship for, period? You can say that all you want, but if you dumb enough to put yourself in a situation where something may go wrong, you deserve everything you get.
Exactly. And if I'm dumb enough to put myself in a situation and he there and I go pick my daughter up and he there and I come back and say he was there and you get mad, then that's on to me. That's on me. But at the same time, it's on you because I'm telling you how I dealt with the situation.
Let me ask you a question.
Whether you believe
me
or not, that's on you. I don't give a fuck. I'm gonna be me.
Let me ask you a question. If you know the worst area in your town, right? You know the worst neighborhood where they do all the robbing and shooting and all that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you got a chance to take a job, two jobs. One job in the worst area paying a little bit more than the job in the good area. Is you even going to contemplate taking that job? And you know they're down there robbing,
depending on my
killing.
Financial status, yes.
Okay, the job paying $3 more an hour. $3 more an hour. Are you going to contemplate on taking that job down there where you can possibly get killed for $3 more an hour?
$3 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Now, keep it real, Dr.
I am.
You're not. You're going to where it's safe. No, you're not.
If I'm in need of that money, listen. If I'm in need of that money, I am.
You can't spend the money dead, girl. You can't spend the money dead. Who you think you're talking to?
You asked me a question, I'm telling you what I would do.
Well, then, I don't trust you. If I was your man, I wouldn't trust you. Because if you're making decisions that bad, then I wouldn't trust you. That's a bad decision.
Exactly. Again, it goes back to the person that you dealing with. It goes back to the trust level that you have for the person you dealing with. And I feel like if you're in a relationship and you don't trust the motherfucker you with, then why are you trying to build something with them? You just doing it because you have no other reason not to do it. You got to trust the person that you with. You got to trust that they love you enough that they're not going
to
fucking hurt you. So regardless
but
if they run into
going
their
to
ex
trust people
or run
who
into
make
whoever.
Bad decisions, right. I got, you got
you're
to
not
going to
it's hard to trust the person who constantly making bad decisions. And you just told
you
then just
you gave
shouldn't
me be in a relationship
a
with them, though.
I agree with you. I'm not saying you're wrong there.
I'm just saying, you shouldn't be in a relationship with him.
And I probably
if you can't
wouldn't
trust
be
him, you
in a
relationship
be with
him.
A person.
Exactly.
Unless she might as well give me power of attorney of everything, and she can go ahead and keep making them bad decisions. Because she going down
exactly.
there to take that job for $3 more an hour, and knowing they robbing and killing and shooting every day, and she's still going to go for $3 more an hour, she's a bad decision making.
Okay, but that's also like, you married to a police officer, and they tell them that they got to patrol this area that's dangerous. They going to stop being a police officer because they got to control this area that's dangerous? No, that's what the fuck
they
sign up for. Just like if they go in the military. When they go in the military, they signing up to go to war. But as soon as they ready to send them to war, then they sit up there acting like a little bitch.
But they're not going to be my wife. You reach it again. They are well trained. They have armor. They have everything. You ain't got a damn thing but yourself. Skin don't stop bullets, doctor. A bulletproof vest will, which you ain't got. They are well trained and well prepared to go into the danger that they're being trained to do. You don't.
Yeah, but
it's
a lot of motherfuckers that sign up into the military. thinking that they're never going to war, Walter. And when they get sent to war, then all of a sudden they want to try to get out of the shit. So it's a lot of money.
We've been at war for the last 20 years. Niggas know they going. They going to do a tour
Niggas don't.
And if they
some
don't,
niggas don't.
If they don't, then they're missing for them. They need to find out what they're getting into before they. You know what you're getting into.
Well, everybody
you know
ain't smart enough
is.
To find that out.
Well, first
now
of all, let me
again.
Say this.
Now you're reaching again.
First of all, let me say this. Hopefully, if I fall in love with a female police officer, hopefully I got enough income coming in to where she wouldn't have to do that job no more, especially if she was out in the field, because I know the potential dangers of losing
my wife.
Right, but
what if she love her job, though, Charles? Regardless of the income that comes with it, she's supposed to check. She's supposed
she loves,
to choose between you and her job.
Don't nobody love potential death that much, Dafia. Come on. Don't nobody.
It ain't even
love
about the death. That's what
death.
I'm saying. Because they're looking at it like they're doing their job and they love their fucking job. They're not looking at it like they're going in there to die.
It ain't many police officers nowadays that love their job. It's a job.
Right.
It's a job with great benefits. That's all
well,
they got.
Well, I'm looking at.
Don't too many people
I've,
love
I've been
that
watching
job.
Power, and Angela loves her job, and she knows that she could
let's
get killed.
Let's deal with reality,
and she's dealing with ghosts.
Let's deal with reality.
Okay, but I'm just saying, every show is based off of reality.
No,
what the fuck do you
no,
think is based
no,
off
no,
of?
No.
It's based off
let's
of reality.
Deal with reality.
No,
I could have won.
It's based off of reality, though.
Come on, baby. That's
what we have done.
That's like telling me Belly is based off reality. Shadows is based off
right.
reality. That's some
it
nigga's
is.
Fiction on mine. Come on, baby. You write books too now. You write
right.
books
but
too.
But it's based off of reality.
This shit is coming off our
it's
mind.
It's based
we,
off
we,
reality.
We adding a whole bunch.
Yeah.
We adding a whole bunch to it. You call
you
downtown
can get killed,
tomorrow.
Just like Charnell Williams
tomorrow.
Just said, you can get killed any fucking where.
Absolutely.
You can get killed anyway. You could be killed.
Absolutely.
You can be killed and you minding
your
own business ain't got nothing to do with it.
I agree with you, but we talking about the less likeliness, though. I agree with you. I could walk out my hotel room right now and get shot. But what's the likeliness of me walking out of this hotel room in Kentucky where I don't know nobody getting shot?
It's up to God. It's up to God, Charles. It's a plan.
That's a whole
other
story. That's not up to God.
Yeah.
That could be up to the devil, baby. That could be up to the devil. God ain't killing people. God is not killing people.
Okay.
I don't know why people always say that. God is not killing people. Then God didn't put you here to put you in a situation, a critical situation for some fool to take your life. That ain't why God got you here. That's more
you
like
never
the devil
know.
Work, ain't it?
You never
like
know that,
work,
though. God might have a plan for your life.
Ain't nothing in the Bible. Come
on,
baby. Ain't nothing in the Bible ever told you that God put people in a crucial situation for
you
them
know,
to lose
once
their
you
life.
Start, you know that the moment that you're born,
Sophia,
you start dying.
Sophia.
You know that, right?
Okay.
You know
okay,
that the moment that you're born,
die.
You start
but
dying,
some
right?
Die 80 years later,
so you never
90
know.
Years later,
you never know
years
what
later.
God's grand design is. You never know what his grand design is. And he might take a person out. He might take a person out at 16 years old just to impact
why
the family the way
why
that the family is going to live their lives.
Why is it him? When that man went to that church and shot up all them people, that was God doing that? Is that how y'all feel? That was God that sent that man in there to kill people and ruin all them people's family? Come on, man. That ain't God. See, somebody else got some power too, the devil. Y'all got to stop putting all that on God. God ain't put these fools here to take your life. That ain't what he designed
okay,
to do.
Okay, so if
so when it's
so
your
basically
time to go
you
is
saying that
when it's
so
your
basically
time to go,
you
I'm
saying
telling
that
you
God
this,
is
I'm
planning
you
for
this.
Everybody to live to be 110. That's what you think?
I would think that would be God's plan because he let everybody else
I don't think
back
so.
In his days live to be 1,000
so.
Or 1,000.
You can't shorten your day. So he got a plan for you, but you can't shorten your own day.
You have
a
choice.
Right. There's free. There's
and
called free will.
Choices,
it's called
and
free will.
Your choices, and sometimes your choices are taken from you when it's a, when your life is taken by a fool or by a mistake. Mistake. God
your
don't
choice,
make mistakes.
Right.
God don't make mistakes. So if I walk out of my hotel room and the sniper snipes me, that is not God. That is not God. God didn't put a sniper on top of a building to snipe me. So my life
listen,
was taken
God
short.
Listen, God gave us sniper choices just like he gave anybody else. And if he chose to snipe you, then it is what it is.
But what about the devil's power? God didn't give that choice for him to become a sniper. That's more the devil's doing. That's a whole nother show, y'all. That's a whole nother show.
All that bad shit that happened to Job, that wasn't God. That was Satan. He did everything except kill that man.
Thank you. Do you understand how many families, when stuff like that happens, do you understand the ripple effect of how many families are destroyed from grandparents on down to newborn babies? You think that's what God wants? You think God wants people suffering for years because some fool went to church and blew up their grandmama, their granddaddy, their auntie?
So basically you telling me that the devil give people diseases that they
absolutely
can't heal from?
Absolutely. Okay. And he's just as powerful.
The devil don't have that type of power.
When you talk about when you talk about God, who do you talk about? When you talk about God, who do you talk about? The devil. You don't talk about God.
Am I wrong
in
saying that?
Say it again,
Walt. Didn't Satan give Job leprosy? I was wrong in saying that, right? So, yes, he can give you diseases. Yeah, he can. It happened.
Who can? Who can, Walter?
Satan gave Job leprosy. That's the devil giving somebody diseases, not.
Hey, man, if Satan didn't have if Satan
right.
didn't have no power,
so
we wouldn't talk
Satan
about
gave,
it.
If Satan
if
gave Job leprosy,
no power, baby,
if
the
Satan
devil
gave
no power,
Job leprosy, then God didn't have the power to heal him from it?
He did heal him. He did heal him.
Exactly.
Job,
that's what I'm saying.
Right.
Listen, man, we don't talk about we don't talk about people who don't have no power. People who don't have no power are menial. So what is Satan's position if he didn't have any power? Why do we discuss him? Why do we blame things on him? How can you blame things on a powerless person? We wouldn't be able to.
Let me tell you something.
So he's got to have
some
kind
of power.
Let me
tell you something. People need to get a grip and look in the fucking mirror and blame things on themselves because they always have a choice to do right or do wrong. Period. God gives them free will,
yeah.
And they have a choice to do right or do wrong. So when they're doing wrong and then something happens to them, maybe God wasn't the one to make it happen to them, but he has the authority, he has the power to bring them out of that. And if he chooses not to, then what do you say about that?
If he chooses
Hello?
Not to, it's not him choosing not to. It's you choosing not
Who
to.
Who is it? He got the last say. He got the last say, Charles.
Okay.
He don't. We know
that's
this.
A whole nother show.
God got the last say in your life. You telling me
that's
he don't?
That's a whole nother show. Because
he got the last
what good
say.
Is your prayer? If you believe in your word, what good is your prayer? What good is you speaking? What good is your choice if you're not even a saved person?
I could kill 20 people, which was my choice, and the devil might have allowed me to do it. The devil might have persuaded me to kill 20 people, which was my choice. If I don't go to God and ask for forgiveness, then God is going to be my ultimate punisher. He is
but
the judge.
What good is you
he
going,
is the ultimate
what good
judge.
Is you going to God?
So
you
telling
you
me
God,
that when something happens
to
me, if God sees my future and he sees that I'm going down a path that's going to lead to my destruction and he decides not to stop it, that was his choice.
Okay, so
what good
is you going to God if you haven't even accepted God as your personal savior? Half the fool.
Exactly. So
over,
all of that plays
over
a factor is what I'm saying.
So probably over 80% of the fools who's committing these crimes, probably over 80% of the fools who's committing these crimes aren't even saved. So how can they even go to
right.
God? How can they even go to
right.
God? So who can they turn to?
But they go to God and they ask for forgiveness and
they
supposed
go
to be
to God,
forgiven, right?
If you ain't saved, you can't go to God. If you ain't
okay.
even saved, if you believe in what the word say, the word says you have to accept
if you
the
believe
Lord
in
Jesus
what
Christ
the word
as your
say.
Personal savior. So if I haven't even done that, if I haven't even done that, and right now I decide to go outside to kill somebody, and all of a sudden I want to repent, who am I repenting to if I never accepted
exactly.
the man as my personal savior? Who am I repenting to?
Exactly.
So I can only
why are you
talking
praying,
to one person.
Why are you praying to somebody that you don't believe in?
That,
again, it's your choice.
So, I'm starting to agree with Walter, girl. You're delusional.
I mean, that's your opinion.
We done broke far left off the subject that we done took a U-turn. We need to steer it back.
Yeah, we took a U-turn. We took a U-turn. That's why I love this show, because we get so deep on everything. That's why I love y'all. But again, I'm going to get off here, y'all, because I'm sitting here. I'm trying to, I don't know if it's God or the devil, but I'm going to write this scene where this lady masturbates in the confession booth while giving confession to a Catholic priest. So I don't know if it's God.
You think that's God? Tom, really? You think that's God? I'm just saying.
You know,
you think that's God right there? I'm asking.
I think it's gonna sell, and I bet you read it.
Okay. But is it God though? Is it God word though? That's what I'm asking.
Hey, I hope it reached the masses. Yeah, oh my Lord.
Oh, God.
But definitely, I'm going to send it to you. Hey, Dafia, I'm working on this erotic book because I'm trying to do something really, really hot. I'm trying to do something really, really hot. So I probably need you to probably start critiquing this book as I go, because I know you got them godly erotic ways, and you're going to keep me on track.
Yeah, that's me with the godly erotic ways. That's me all day, yep.
My baby.
What up?
All right, Wall. All right, Wall. I'll go back and view the show in the archives. I'll make sure you tag it to my wall, Dafia, so I can tag it to my group, Team Grand Support, and have the people in my group go back and listen to the show. It's been a pleasure. Tag me next time. Y'all ready to get busy.
All right, honey. Thank you.
All right. Love y'all both.
Love you too. Bye. Hello.
We got anybody left online?
Hell no. Everybody hung up. They didn't want to hear that bullshit. The bullshit y'all was talking, they hung up. So it is what it is.
Y'all getting deep.
What you got to say?
Yeah, I think we're going to different opinion on that subject, baby girl. You know, with me, I don't know. My loyalty comes first. And, you know, if my sister quit talking to her boyfriend because whatever, I'm not really talking that much. I mean, I'm going to say, yeah, what's up, you know, in passing, but us hanging out at the bar and all this stuff ain't happening. But, you know, you handle it a different way, you know what I'm saying? I mean, everybody's different. That's just the way I handle it.
Let me tell you about a situation that I went through, Walter. So my ex, one of my other exes, he became friends with my cousins. Like I told everybody before, I got cousins. He became good friends with them. This nigga brought a bitch into my house while I was at work, and my cousins was there and fucked the bitch in my house. My cousins didn't tell me because their loyalty to them was to him because they were friends with him. Okay, but they were my family. They were my blood. So how can you choose this nigga over me and allow this nigga to fuck a chick in my house?
They would be a former family member. They would not be my family any longer after that day.
Okay.
My thing is this.
I understand the guy code. I know the guy code because I do have male, you know, cousins, and I understand
that's
the guy
code.
So I'm telling you the truth. At first I was mad at them, but I got over it because I understand that they didn't want to snitch on their homeboy and they were still friends with him because he did some shit wrong. Now, mind you, they told him they felt like it was fucked up, but at the same time, it was his choice. It was his decision. So the only person I could be mad at for making that decision was him. I can't be mad at them.
That bull. Number one, it shouldn't have to be them snitches because they never should have let that man in your house. That's your house. How you going to, first of all, you should be lucky to be sitting in your house in the first place. But you don't let my ex in my house and fuck a girl in my house that you sitting in? Nah, we ain't cousin no more. You had that choice. Like you said, you made that choice, the dumbass choice. It ain't even about you not siding with me. It's about you letting this man disrespect my house.
Mm-hmm.
You took it to the extreme. So, yeah, I can be mad at them. And we ain't cousin no more. You former cousin. I ain't even going to knock you in the street. I can see someone kicking your ass. They just gonna be kicking your ass. Don't expect help from me.
I don't know.
That's a, you know what? There are certain things that you can say is guy code. That ain't a guy code right there. Don't you think
that is? Let me tell you though, for real. Let's keep it 100. Loyalty depends on the situation. Because
right.
people don't intend to lie to somebody. People don't intend to hurt somebody when they friends with them. But the situation causes for results. So when a situation comes up, like I said, I was watching Power, you know, and old boy didn't feel like, you know, he felt like his loyalty was to Ghost until he heard something else from somebody else. So everything happens and everything changes according to the way that you feel, emotions. You know what I mean? Your emotions are attached, and the way that you feel can change any situation at any time. So your loyalty could change at any fucking time. And that person can't be mad because they don't know what happened to make you change your mind. You can change your mind any fucking time depending on the situation. You don't go in a situation thinking one way, and the situation could change depending on what you learn at that time.
You know what? You should be smart enough to assess that situation as you get to it, though. There is, if your loyalty is to me, like Ghost and Tommy, they like brothers. They came up from the sandbox with each other. There should
mm-hmm.
be nothing. The only thing that should break that bond is I, Ghost, do something to snake Tommy. I'm talking about do something behind his back or try to put him down or something like that. That's the only thing that should break our bond. Should no girl come between us? Should any money should never come between us? Nothing should come between us if we're brothers.
Right. But what if that girl comes and tell you that Tommy is backhanding you on the back end? Then you start feeling a certain type of way, and you start remembering situations.
So you try to tell
you start remembering situations where this happened or that happened.
You check it. Yo, you either check it or you get that nigga in my rope to hang yourself to prove it. I'm not gonna believe any outsider that's come telling me shit. Not over you. Not over my brother.
Mm-hmm.
I'm either gonna check that shit out. Or I'm gonna give you. I'm gonna set a trap and give you another
one. Okay, but if you've been knowing that person the same amount of time as you've been knowing your brother, how can you decide who's lying and who's not?
You get the proof. I'm not gonna make a decision just to cut my brother off just by something you come and tell me.
Okay, so did you see the episode from today? Have you seen it yet?
Nah, I gotta watch it. I gotta download
okay,
it.
So we need to continue this conversation for next week because Tommy is locked up and going to set him up.
Look, woman, I ain't saying it yet.
Well, I'm telling you. Tommy is locked the fuck up
nothing.
And going
to
set him up. So now what? So now what? So now what? Go set him up. Go set him up. And Tommy's locked up and Angela's still living and breathing. Now what?
That's all right. When I see you in Virginia, I'm going to throw cocos at your whole family. Everybody get hit with fish.
Whatever.
That
took the show up for 2 hours, but everybody hung up because they didn't want to hear that bullshit y'all was talking. So everybody hung up. So No. It won't me.
You and him was having
because I was
you and him
I was right.
You was not right.
I was right. I'm always
you
gonna
delusional.
Be right.
That's a new word for
you,
not delusional.
I'm delusional, but you a man, and y'all coming to the world delusional. You know what I'm saying? Y'all coming to the world delusional. So you can't say
I
that. But anyway, we're going to end the show early. We'll end the show 30 minutes early because I got to cook for my family and take care of my family.
You should already cook.
What?
Big Chef Dog, you should already have food ready.
Big Chef Dog ain't say shit. You can't speak for nobody. There you go again. There you go again, trying to speak for somebody else. Anywho, we're
going to
end the show tonight early. It was a good debate, and I appreciate everybody that called in and gave their opinion. And if anybody want to talk before we hang up, go ahead and press 1. If not, we're going to go ahead and end the show because it was a good show. It was a good debate, and I appreciate everybody. I appreciate you, Walter, with your one-sided ass. I appreciate you, Paul, with his wishy-washy ass. I appreciate Delisha for calling in, even though, you know, she had my side. She was on my team. She was wearing that cologne. Yes, Delisha. Yes, Gina. Thank y'all for calling in on a woman's point of view. We appreciate everybody for listening in.
First of all, my baby ain't wearing your cologne, number one.
No, she was on my team, though.
I'm gonna have to, you know, shower that off. That cologne is stinking up the house.
Whatever. It ain't stinking up the house. You know that shit smells good. They tested it before they put it in Walmart, nigga. Don't try to play me.
It tested to kill six dogs.
Whatever, yo. Anyway, we're gonna end it up early. We're about to be done with this. And you need to go ahead and check out Power so that you can see what I'm talking about, and we can talk about this at another time. We're going to end the show, and I want to say thank you, everybody, for listening in. Thank you for calling in, and we appreciate your opinions. As always, no judgment here. Thank you all, and good night.
Peace.
Peace.